said Bob. You sounded pretty serious on the phone. Have we still got a budget problem?
I don't know. I hope not. The meeting's on Friday. But that's not what I want to talk to you about. Close the door, will you? It's Marcia.
Marcia? What about her?
I'm worried. I don't know what to do. She's just not performing. We may have to let her go.
Fire her? She's been with us a long time, Bob. If she leaves, it'll be a big loss to the station. She's done really excellent work.
Yes, but lately, the last month or so, in fact, there have been a lot of problems. She's changed, Grace. Not only does she have a tendency to be moody all the time, but she misses appointments, doesn't follow through on projects, and doesn't seem to plan anything until the last minute.
Did she ever explain why she didn't show up for the Denver trip?
No. She said she was sorry and that it wouldn't happen again. Something about a mix-up on arrangements to get to the airport. Now, whenever anybody mentions the subject to her, she just clams up. I don't know. Thank goodness David pulled us out of the hole on that one.
Yes. He did a really fine job filling in for Marcia like that at the last minute.
I don't think it was the first time he's had to do that. If we knew all the facts, I think we'd find that he's been covering for Marcia on quite a few projects.
Well, I know at least one other case.
Covering for Marcia?
Uh-huh. I just looked at the material for the space exploration special. Looks really good, by the way. But guess who did the interviewing?
David?
Right. Apparently, Marcia made the arrangements with Professor Daniels, and then she didn't show up at the university for the interview. David had to do it by himself.
Did you get any explanation?
Well, I talked to David about it, and he was pretty evasive. Whatever the problem was, he didn't want to talk about it. I think he was trying to cover up to protect Marcia. He asked me not to make an issue out of it and upset her.
Well, that does it. I don't think we have any choice. We just can't afford to keep Marcia on that job. I guess the best thing to do is move David up and hire another cameraman. What do you think?
I don't know. I sure don't like the idea of losing Marcia. There must be something troubling her. Never before have we had a problem like this. Why don't we hold off for a few days and let me try to talk to her and see if I can't find out what the problem is.
Well, all right. Do what you can. I don't want to fire her unless it's absolutely necessary. But